When people think of state fairs, they often envision carnival games, Ferris wheels, and deep-fried Twinkies. They started in the mid-1800s, primarily as a means of promoting a state's agriculture, including competitions of livestock and farm products, but have grown into huge regional entertainment events hosting millions of visitors. The Delaware State Fair hosted a third of the state's entire population in 2019, its biggest year yet. But the Ag Foundation remains, helping train the next generation of farmers, veterinarians, and just about anyone else interested in agriculture. Two youth groups dominate this space, FFA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America, and 4-H. Both offer thousands of students across the state leadership training, STEM skills development, and of course, agriculture and livestock education. Kendall Metz is the state president of the Delaware FFA chapter. The Delaware State University sophomore is studying agriculture education and hopes to become a teacher.
We're really training the next agriculturist in the world, and not even just these agriculturalists. We're also training just, you know, adults who are going to go into the real world. So FFA and I know 4-H, we really apply for more like leadership alongside agriculture. So we're really focusing on both of those areas. So when students decide what they want to do in the future, they can really excel in both of those.
4-H programs are even broader, providing STEM skills, healthy living, public speaking, and civic engagement. But the core of both remains agriculture education. Many students who join FFA do it because they're interested in the field. High school senior Hannah Haig has been in FFA since sixth grade. She came to the fair from Milford to show her pig Blueberry at the livestock contest, a big and charismatic girl she's been training since March. FFA chapters partner with local farms to provide animals for students to train and show at state and county fairs. The students learn how to properly feed them, groom them, and most importantly, train the animals to behave politely when showing them to the judges.
So if you go into the show ring and your pig's screaming and it's not going where you want to go, the judge is going to put you at last. But if you're making eye contact with the judge and they're seeing all views of your pig and they walk up to you and they say, hey, what do you like about your pig? What do you dislike about your pig? When was your pig born? And you know the answers to all those questions, you're going to place a lot higher.
Haig is among those discovering their passion. She grew up in Wilmington before moving south and never knew she considered agriculture until joining FFA. Metz says it's a familiar story.
And without FFA, I know I personally wouldn't be involved with agriculture today. It really lit that spark in me to be able to lead within agriculture and outside of it. And I know this is true for many other of our members, that we're really inspiring those not just already in agriculture through their family, but those who are outside of it too.
Take Aaron Kuzminski, for example. The high school junior from Middletown trained a dairy cow this year and hopes to become an exotic animal vet. Or Haley Drysdale. She wants to become a vet as well, and says Cook Family Farms, which leases dairy cows to the Appaquinimic FFA chapter, helps her learn things you can't in a classroom.
Our farm manager, Mr. Richard Morris, helps us a ton with like veterinarian type things. Like we get to watch vaccinations, we've given vaccinations before. It's a super fun way to get hands-on learning, but safely, in a safe manner to where we're being supervised all the time.
It's this next generation coming through these programs that's helping address a decades-long farming population decline. According to the latest census from the USDA, the number of primary farm producers has gone up over 500,000 from 2012 to 2017. And the average age of farmers, while still continuing to rise, hasn't done so as dramatically as the past. Farmers are also becoming more diverse. Women now make up over a quarter of primary farm producers, and minority populations are also growing. But even if some involved in FFA don't pursue an ag-related career, Kuzminski points out they learn to appreciate the field.
I think one big thing that I learned is how hard it is to be a farmer. They have to work every single day, they don't get breaks, and usually sometimes they don't get paid a lot for it. They have to work extra jobs off the farm along with working on their farm just to make ends meet.
FFA students say it's about giving ag a chance. They encourage others to try joining. You never know if agriculture is right for you until you spend months training a cow to act nicely. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media in Harrington.